We've done our best to squeeze as much Harry Potter into a single tour as possible, but there are still some other locations in town you may wish to visit. Firstly, there's Piccadilly Circus, with a small but important appearance in the books and films. On the run from Death Eaters at Bill and Fleur's wedding in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Harry, Ron, and Hermione apparate straight into central London. In the books, they arrive on Tottenham Court Road and go into a nearby restaurant. However, for the Deathly Hallows Part 1 film, the trio turn up right in front of a passing number 19 bus in the middle of Piccadilly Circus. Hermione tells us, quote, "I used to come here with Mum and Dad." They arrive at night with Piccadilly's world-famous electric lights on display, which lend a little magic of their own to this popular London destination. Just off Piccadilly Circus, up Shaftesbury Avenue, you can spot a row of stone pillars that the trio walk past as Hermione explains to the boys where they are. Somewhere along this road is the cafe where the trio stop to have a rest and end up in a violent duel with Death Eaters, so mind your step. Vauxhall Row, just south of the river, has a small appearance in the Harry Potter books, as it is from a shop on Vauxhall Road that Tom Riddle buys his diary, which would eventually become a horcrux, as detailed in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. In our world, Vauxhall was home to an orphanage built in the 1800s, perhaps the location of the orphanage that Riddle grew up in. London Zoo also makes an appearance in the very first book and film. In the book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, it is a local zoo that Harry is taken to for his cousin Dudley's 11th birthday. At the zoo, Harry comes face to face with a snake when the glass separating him from a boa constrictor inside a tank disappears and the snake spills out onto the floor. We realize that it was Harry who accidentally caused the removal of the glass, and we later learn that Harry was speaking to the snake in a rare language known as Parseltongue, a huge plot point later in the books. It is the reptile house at the London Zoo that was used during the filming of this scene. This has led many people to, incorrectly, assume the Dudley family had taken Harry to London Zoo. However, when Harry travels to Diagon Alley with Hagrid for the first time, Harry tells him that he has never been to London before, which means the zoo must have been somewhere else. The actual tank used for filming currently holds a black mamba, although in the film the snake is said to be a Burmese python, in a strange departure from the original text. For those who have made the effort to both get to the zoo and pay for entry, you will be rewarded with a small plaque placed inside the reptile enclosure that commemorates the spot where the actual filming took place. And of course, don't forget the Warner Brothers studio. This is the ultimate London location for a Harry Potter lover. These are the actual studios where the Harry Potter movies were filmed. Guests can see the Gryffindor Common Room and Snape's Dungeon, walk down Privet Drive and step onto the night bus, travel along Diagon Alley, fly a broom over the streets of London, drink a butter beer, buy yourself a wand, and so much more. Located on the outskirts of London, the studios are easily accessible by commuter trains and a shuttle bus that collects guests from Watford Rail Station and takes them directly to the studios. We've included links here to our web pages detailing these locations, so if you hear something that catches your interest, just click on the links and get all the information you will need to visit.